just want us to have a little word of exhortation in the way of preparing our hearts towards the prayer. Amen. My little topic tonight is, my grace is sufficient for today. Amen. My grace is sufficient for today. You know, when it comes to the things of God, our personal ability is not required. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God requires total surrender from every one of us. Amen. So our ability of study, our ability of know it all, our ability of explaining it, it doesn't really require when it comes to the things of the Lord. All what God demands from every of his children is total surrender to his will. Amen. And that is why in the book of James chapter 4, verse 3, and the Bible says, we ask and we receive not, because we ask amiss. Amen. You know, so many times where we are praying in prayer, God, I need your grace, I need your grace, I need your grace. I'm not saying that asking for grace is wrong. Amen. But I just want you to understand that the grace of God has been given to us. Amen. It is the grace of God that brought the message. Amen. And the message of the hour, it is the grace of God to you and to me. Amen. And that is why all that we require is to accept the message with totality. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when you accept the message in totality, God will start working in you by himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why I was so much enjoying the school teacher last Sunday while our brother was laying it down concerning Paul. When Paul met the pillar of fire while he was on his way to Damascus, do you know the grace of God that was given to Paul to lay the foundation? That was the grace given to that age. Amen. There is no amount of inspiration that anybody will get that will surpass the grace of God that was given to Paul. Amen. And that is why Paul was so much confident of who he met. And he can beat his chest. He said, if an angel came to preach any other message concerning what I've already preached, let it be accursed. Amen. So when God sent us a prophet, we saw that the prophet didn't deviate from the foundation when Apostle Paul has already laid. Amen. And that is why he said, I preach what Paul preach. Amen. The message of the hour is enough for us. Amen. And that is what we need in this era. If only we can say all stock and barren and give our heart to it, and we will see the benefit of what it is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you know, sometimes we always want to bring our weaknesses before God in a way of giving God excuses. And that is why when Paul came back to God again, Christ again said, take this thing away from me. Say, my grace is sufficient unto you. It is not in your ability. When I choose you, I wasn't require your strength. I only want your total surrender. But today, one of the reasons why you see when it comes to the spiritual things, we are struggling. It is because of we are not yet surrendered. And that is why when we are under that condition, no matter the prayer we pray, the only thing God wants to hear from such person is a prayer of mercy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So instead of you to keep on asking from something, ask God to have mercy on you so that you can give your heart wholeheartedly to the message of your day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because I know many people, they have not yet satisfied with the message that God has given to us. And that is why they are looking for alternative. That is why they are looking for alternative. While they are in church, their body will be in the church, but their spirit will be somewhere else. But they don't just want to make a public announcement that I'm no more longer here, because they thought, what will people say? Blessed be the name of the Lord. What will people say? But to you, even God himself knew that you are not longer in that place. Why? Because of your spirit is no more longer there. Hallelujah. The grace of God is sufficient to every one of us. If only we can let God in and let all our proudness away and let God take control. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I just want to say one or two things before we pray, so that when you are praying, you will not pray like an unbeliever. Amen. You will not pray like an unbeliever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the message, praise God. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. In the message, perfect strength by perfect weakness. In paragraph 42. And the prophet say, we try to make our weaknesses excuses. We want to tell you how big we are. How great we are. I think that is one of the things that God gave me the test for, was to get that out of your mind. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is little thing that we will do, and that is what we come to church for, is to find out where our fault is. And it is that we might better ourselves back. If we come to church for any other objective than this, I am afraid we would get too much out of coming to church. We must come to find our weaknesses, find our bad places, and see how little we are, and put our trust in somebody that is strong. But where we are weak, amen, where we have weaknesses, there is so many of us like to testify or like to think that we are insufficient. And therefore, we make that an excuse. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are many people killing, for example, on Sunday here, everywhere, was filled up. Amen. On Wednesday service, it wasn't made for the ministers alone. It wasn't made for a set of people. It is the same blessing that God wants to release of Sunday morning, instead the same blessing God will release this evening. But it will only depend your attitude towards the word that is coming before you. It will also determine the mindset, the condition of your heart before you call. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And that is only where we can get the blessings of God. Hallelujah. So sometimes we give God excuse, hoping that there may be God we understand. But the only thing God understands is his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God only understands this word. Amen. May the Lord bless us in Jesus' name. He said, we make that an excuse. I have no education. I have no ability. I'm not unable to do this. And if you keep that up and do that in that way, keep going like that, then you can't amount to anything. But the very thing that we make excuses by, our weaknesses, God used that very thing to tackle the job with. See?
He wants for us to get to that condition so that he can use us. We take excuses and say, well, I can't do this. I am insufficient. I can't do this. And God take that very thing to do the job with. That is truth. Amen. And that is why in the days of Moses, we found out that Moses was a stammerer. Amen. But when the people of God cried unto God, it was because of those people God raised Moses. Amen. So no matter the excuse Moses brings before God, he cannot hold water. Because it wasn't Moses' ability God was required for, it was Moses' surrender heart. And that is why tonight, God will only hear our prayer if our heart has been surrendered to his will. And that is why I quoted that scripture, James chapter 4, that we pray and we ask and we receive not because we pray amiss. Praise God. So if our heart is not in order, there is no amount of prayer request we make this, in this church that God will answer. Why? Because God doesn't deal with what you say. God deals with the condition of your heart. And that is why sometimes some people will come to pastors, pray for me, I am sick. Pastor, with all his heart, will pray. And unknown unto you that even you that the pastor is praying for, you don't even believe yourself. The prophet told us, he said, Jesus had faith in his anointing. Amen. So you should not believe yourself. You want other person to believe you. Does it work that way? Blessed be the name of the Lord. When Jesus came before the grave of Lazarus, before he went there, the moment he entered the city, and Lazarus' sister came to meet him, praise God, and he said, if you were here, my brother, your friend, would have died. He said, but I know that anything you ask God at this moment, he will do it for you. This is the same person that is confessing faith and the same way is confessing negative. And that is the condition of many people. 2 minutes they will have faith. The other minute will be doubting. God does not work with a man that is unstable. So your spirit must be stable. You must know where you stand. It doesn't take fasting and prayer to break into the spirit realm. It takes total surrender to the will of God. And that is why when Moses walked before the Red Sea, because of the mixed multitude, which will always be in the church, mixed multitude, they are the one always require the attention of Pastor Munch. Miss multitude, but they will never have faith. But they want people to pray for them every meeting, but yet they don't have faith. Because of the much of pressure they have put on Moses. Moses forgot the power God had given to him. He was crying to God. Because Moses is a man. There is a possibility for him to feel like a man, no matter the anointing. Sometimes we minister, we find ourselves in that condition. And when we find out that the person we want to help, he doesn't even help himself, and we will be hopeless. And God told him, speak,
to the Red Sea, straight to the road, and it will divide. Amen.
That was the grace of God that was upon Moses. Any other person that will try to raise his head above Moses, it will not go too far. Because as a matter of fact, in the midst of them, God always recognized the final state of Moses. Even if in the midst of the people, there are theologians that know better than Moses, God doesn't care.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
And that is why it is not all about prayer. It is about surrender heart to the will of God. If you look at the ministry of Jesus Christ, Jesus never struggled to pray. All Jesus does, he thanked God. He said, Father, thank you because I know you hear me. Thank you for hearing me again. How many of us will always recognize what God has done for you in the past? Remarked Moses, say all the miracles.
Man, he said, just give me a chance, let me destroy them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord be our help in Jesus' name. May we never be a tool of destruction. Amen. A surrender heart. That is what God needs.
Tonight, if your heart is in order, and you have set out stock and barrel to give God your heart, even the thoughts that flow through your heart, God hear it. You don't even need to carry a microphone and pray. Just commune with God just as you speak to your earthly father. That is the relationship God wants to establish with his children.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. May the Lord be our help in Jesus' name. He said that is the reason why that he chose us. Because we are in that condition. Now, that sounds strange. But just a few minutes, we will get to the reason of it. If God be willing. We find that just as we have been reading, the weakness and rejection, and we find out that those people who are the weakest are the rejected by the outside world is God's heroes that conquer up in the front line. That little weakness you have, that challenges you thought you have, that you feel that it will deprive you of serving God. That is what God wants. Because if you are in a perfect condition for every year, you will not seek the face of God. You will not even pray. Why? Because you thought all is well. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
When we are dealing with God, we should not deal with God like a man. Because God is not a man.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Oh man.
He said there was a Methodist brother, three of them that comes to this church from home in Ohio. On Northern Indiana. They said to me not long ago, said, Brother Abraham, said, we just received the Holy Ghost. Shall we not seek for the gift for our ministry? I said, don't do it. Let it alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he turned and looked at me, said, I just read a certain book, a certain brother book that told us after we receive the Holy Ghost, we should seek gift for this to use this for the Holy Ghost. This is where many people always miss it. You haven't finished reading the sermon, but there's another book that you want to read. Are those other books, they are the ones that try to lead you astray? And those are the books that will teach you something that your pastor has never preached to you for long. Something that you have never heard from your ministers. But this book will teach you. But by the time you come, you become a laborious in the midst of the people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why the message of the hour is sufficient to us. That is all we need. We are most privileged people to be called among the bride of Christ. Because if you look at churches, you look at the seed they put on, some of them want to serve God with the deepness from their heart, but because of they were not taught right, they don't know how to serve God. But you that have received the fullness of who God is, you are complaining. You are making excuses. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why our hearts must be in order. And we must know where we are standing. Amen. In the book of Daniel, it says, they that know their God, they shall be strong, and they shall do exploit. Amen. He wasn't talking about physical things. Amen. He wasn't talking about things that you see physical. He was talking about the ability to stab at the world. They shall do exploit in their faith. What Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did in Babylon, that was excellent. And that is why God requires every of his children to know him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let me just read this, then I will hand over the mic. Then we go into prayer. Amen. My grace is sufficient for today. A Christian don't have alternative. You know some of our problem, we always have a way to do it. And that is why when the minister preaches, "Leave, I know my way." That is the same way your father followed. He could not make it. You still want to follow the same way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I go with this kind of message for prayer meeting. That is how God laid it in my mouth. Amen. The grace of God is sufficient unto you. Don't allow any stranger to introduce any other gospel to you. Don't allow any stranger to introduce any other God to you. This word you have received is more than enough. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. said, and he turned and looked at me and said, I just read a certain book, a certain brother's book, that told us after we received the Holy Ghost, we should seek gifts for this, to use this Holy Ghost. I said, I've become a stop church. See? If you notice in the Bible, it is always those who are trying to get away from it that God uses. As long as a man want to do something and think he is got enough ability, he can put the job over, God could never use that man. Look at Moses running. Look at Paul running. At the rest of them try to get away from it. I said, don't seek nothing. God has got anything for you. He will give it to you. See? And just let him take care of that. And I said, then you get some of this time like we got have today. That everybody is waiting to do this and do that and become some great person. Look what we got into with it. Amen. And that is why the scriptures say that if we pray according to his will, he heareth us. When the prophet told us that we should apply the token, it means we should apply the word of God in every step in our life. Let the word of God guide you in every decision you want to take. Let the word of God guide your thoughts. Let the word of God lead you. Anything you want to do, let the word of God lead you. That is how to apply the token. Because the token is the word of God itself. Blessed be the name of the Lord while we bow our head. We have the word. Whichever way the word has touched you, we all know ourselves. We all know our heart desire. We all know the manner of life we live. Why can't we open our mouth tonight to ask God for his mercy, to ask God for his forgiveness, to ask God to open up our heart of understanding, to ask God to give us a surrender heart, to surrender to his will. Let God take away every spirit of disobedience, every spirit of truce, let God take it away from us as we open our mouth in prayer.
In Jesus' name we pray. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this evening that your grace gathered us for this midweek service. We are grateful unto you for the worship service, and we thank you for the preaching of your word. We are so grateful unto you for the blessings that your word has given unto us, who has for revelation and understanding and grace to be able to fully surrender ourselves unto you, our thoughts, our everything, so that you can have the preeminence, so that our prayers will have no hindrance, O God. Take away excuses from us and give us unto us the grace you gave to the people ahead of us. Lord, help them to have testimonies that we are reading today in the scriptures. May we also have the same testimonies in our life to the glory of your name. Lord, we thank you for the prayer request session. Thank you, O God, for the verbal request that we prayed over. Thank you for these ones on the slide. Lord, that we do commit unto you every time. Lord, you told us in your word to pray and to ask until our joys are full. Lord, each time that we ask you these things, it's not that you are dull of hearing. Lord, neither is it that you do not answer prayers. All these things is just to help our own faith to be able to believe you concerning the provisions you have made for all our answers. May you help us, dear Father. Take away doubt, unbelief, and doubt from us, that we might see the manifestation of all our needs and requests. Grant it, Almighty Father. To you be glory, to you be honor, to you be adoration. As we live, may we live with assurance in our heart that we have spoken to the Creator of heaven and earth, who has us to ask and we shall receive. Lord, give unto us the heart of expectation, that Lord, as we go, will be in expectation of the manifestation of all these answers. Thank you, Eternal Father. The vessels we have used for the service, both the one that preached and the one that through the prayer request, may you bless and replenish their strength and recall them and lift up the horn of their ministries. Lord, we pray that to be with us as we dismiss from the audience. Lord, going back to our homes, you brought us here safely. May you take us home safely. Give us a wonderful night rest, Lord. Your children that have traveled, may you be with them in their journeys, and the purposes of their journeys may be accomplished in righteousness. The rest of the week is your hand and the activities therein, O God. Lord, some have burial, some have other wedding, even in Togo and other places. May you help your children. May you grant good weather for each of these occasions. Lord, that we travel or move from one place to another, may your protection be mighty upon your people. May each one be a success to the glory of your name. Thank you, Eternal Father. Lord, if you spare our life, we are still here on Sunday. May you guide us in our numbers. One more time, send your blessings upon our souls. Lord, while we prepare for the convention, may you prepare all of us, soul, spirit, and body, O God. Thank you, Eternal Father. Maybe a time of refreshment, maybe a time of blessing, maybe a time of deliverance, maybe a time of outstanding testimonies that you will do in the life of your people. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Master. We ask all these petitions with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. An arrangement has been made that is to get a vehicle that can come and carry those who are not mobile to the campground on Thursday at the cost of 3,000 naira from this place to the campground, and then 3,000 naira back also on the day of dismissal. I think that is the cheapest form of traveling to that place. If you go on your own,
you definitely spend more. Normally, they are where they used to carry people is around Tokyo, but by special arrangement, they agreed to come this way. So those who want to be part of that arrangement, they are to meet the deacon, register, and pay latest by Sunday. If the arrangement is not solid and people do like this and the hand is removed from that arrangement, everybody will have to find their way to that place and it's going to be very difficult. It will be worse when even coming back, because when you come and stay by the roadside, only go know how many hours you will stay until you get a vehicle. So this is the best I think is possible. So the information has been put on the church WhatsApp group, but I know it's not everybody that goes there too. You mentioned like this that we are making the arrangement on Sunday. We already mentioned it on Sunday. It was Sunday evening that we have the information. And this is the next physical gathering. God bless you. Tomorrow and next tomorrow is the burial services of the father of a brother, Akin. That we've been announcing. The details on the notice board. I also sent the soft copy again to the WhatsApp group today so that you can, everyone that have Android that want to go, you can have a copy to guide in the direction. And then, right. We'd like to welcome Sister Blessing Alegule and the children. I think some of the children are. Where is Sister Blessing? She doesn't want to stand. Oh, you assume everybody. God bless you. After all, she has been sending greetings to us. So, for people that doesn't know, we're able to say, okay, this is the person who has been sending greetings. We also have with our brother Marvelous, Bamishaye. God bless you. And the brother Long Femi Adedun. God bless you. You're welcome. Right. So we will still have brother Godfrey with us Sunday afternoon. Sunday morning is going to Bagatari. And then Sunday afternoon we'll come here for the afternoon service. And then, if you come late, you find the sermon this evening in the group before night or whatever, or before midnight. Before tomorrow, shall you have the sermon. God bless you, Rachel. Shall we rise? Is it 25? That seems so. Unto Jesus I surrender. Thank you.
See.